You're listening to another episode of Our Delaware Valley. I'm your host, Marcus Goldman. With me today are Sandy McHugh, who is the founder of the Jake's Dragon Foundation, as well as Amy Sala, who is the owner of Aim High Studio, which is a community-inspired fitness studio. And they're here to talk about the push-up challenge, as well as Jake's Dragon Foundation, childhood cancer. Thank you very much, ladies, for coming in to speak today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Before we get started talking about Jake's Dragon Foundation and the push-up challenge, do you want to introduce yourselves, give a background on yourselves and how Jake's Dragon Foundation came to be and how the push-up challenge started.
Sure. I am Sandy McHugh, and I am Jake's mom. Jake, he's our 14-year-old son who was diagnosed last August of 2017 with rare lymphoma, and he battled for 6 whole months bravely, and in that time, we spent our days in the hospital discussing how we could pay it forward and give back to other kids when he was well. So the idea of Jake's Dragon Foundation was born just shortly after Jake passed away in February. We did it to honor his memory, to create good out of something that was so tragic, and it has helped us with our loss. And we are working to help families like us that have been through this. Part of our mission is to raise awareness about pediatric cancer and some of the pitfalls and things that we'll talk about today that we came across while he was being treated, and also to fund research and to help local families through gift cards for food and gas, things that helped us as we were going through and couldn't work and had to be at the hospital.
My name is Amy Sala, and I am the founder of Aim High Studio. And I met Sandy about 8 years ago, started coming to the studio, and we've been friends ever since. And, you know, there's a time when someone you deeply care about is going through something so horrible and you want to do everything you possibly can to help. The push-up challenge came about because I thought it would be a great way for community to come together and support Sandy and her family and childhood cancer. So we came up with this great idea to use your strengths to help others, to help lift others up. And that's what the push-ups do.
Do you want to give the website information, social media information out, and then we'll jump in and start talking about
sure.
it.
Sure. Our website is www.jakesdragonfoundation.org. You can visit us there to look to see how you can get involved, other ways to participate in our events that are upcoming. And we are also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Jake's Dragon Foundation. You can find us there and take a look at our push-up challenge. Lots of videos posted there this month.
Yeah, I've got your website up right now. It's got all the information you need, the video, the Jake's Dragon, register, donate now. How did you know that Jake had gotten sick? Were there signs? Because that's where it started.
Yes. So, you know, they say nobody knows a child like their mother, knows best parent. And Jake was complaining about pain in his arm. He has an 18-year-old brother who he claimed was punching him in the arm, roughhousing, and I'm sure he hurt me. And I knew that wasn't the case because I kind of witnessed it. So Jake was not a super physical kid. He was more of a Lego builder, imaginative play type kid. So he wasn't out there playing sports on the ball field, getting hurt where I would have just brushed it off. He went to a camp. They sent him home one day. They said he was not feeling well. He had a terrible headache. He got sick. We took him to the doctor thinking maybe he had something like Lyme disease or meningitis, or why is this pain just so bad in his shoulder? He's just not a complainer. He truthfully never really got sick very often in that way. So the doctor worked with us for a day or two to try to work through the symptoms. And one night during the night, he woke up. He just could not get settled because the arm was still hurting. And I said, you know, the doctor's going to send us for an x-ray in the morning, so we might as well just go now and hit the ER. So we went in the middle of the night to the hospital. We had x-ray done. They took a look at it, and they said everything looks fine. He's not throwing up anymore, so we don't think these two things are related. He must have just strained it, and they sent us home. I went to work the next morning, and just about maybe 4 hours or so after we had been at the ER, I got a phone call from the radiologist at the hospital there, and she said, we took a second look at Jake's x-rays, and we actually have found something. And it was a moment where my heart just completely stopped. And she told me that they had found a mass in his chest and that we needed to pick a children's hospital and get there. She gave us the choice between CHOP and AI DuPont in Delaware. And she said, just go home, gather yourself, go home and get him there. And It was terrifying, truly terrifying. We've had friends who've lost kids to cancer, hearing that your child has a tumor in their chest. My mind was every which way, and I was asking, you know, is there any possible way it could be something else? And she said, you know, there are a lot of things it could be. She didn't want to speculate, but of course, you're just looking for the answers. So it was the next 24 hours of trying to put a smile on and not alarm him too much, and running out of the emergency room multiple times to use the bathroom, to just get away, to take a deep breath, to go back in and put a face on until we knew for sure what we were dealing with. But by the end of the day, they were pretty certain it was a form of lymphoma. There was nothing conclusive. It took 2 full weeks to diagnose it because it was that rare. They had to send his biopsy down to the NIH to be identified. And what we found was that he had a cancer that was more prevalent in adults, rare in adults, a form of lymphoma, peripheral T-cell lymphoma, found more in adults than children. But in the children, the studies that they had to go on, they were all retrospective studies where they were past cases. There was nobody here and now today fighting it.
After the diagnosis was made, what was the process as far as trying to beat the cancer? Was it radiation, chemo?
So there is, fortunately, they figured out what it was. So there was a line of treatment that is used in adults. There were 6 chemos and no radiation to start with, just 6 chemo drugs. And it was 6 rounds that lasted 6 days each. So we were from the end of August until December, right before Christmas, with those 6 rounds in and out of the hospital every 3 weeks and back and forth in between for tests. He would, every time he went in, receive a lumbar puncture. They would put him to sleep. They would take spinal fluid out, and then they would infuse a chemo drug into his spine. That was more of a precautionary. It hadn't crossed into his spinal fluid, and they were keeping it from. I've come to learn that's pretty standard in a lot of childhood cancers as treatment now that I'm meeting other families. And then the other drugs that were given over the course of the next 5 to 6 days. There is a front line. It's not great, but they at least had choices in the beginning. Our doctors were wonderful in that they reached out to doctors around the country. My husband and I did lots of homework and researched on the internet and found researchers around the country in the adult medicine world and asked them to collaborate with our doctors on the best steps. Where we got stuck was with the next line of treatment because there was nothing.
How did Jake hold together through all of this?
He was amazing. So to give you a little picture of Jake, when he was just 20 months old, we found out that he had developmental delays. He was given a mild autism diagnosis, received a lot of behavior and therapy support. He had ADHD. He had learning difficulties in school. His life was just like an uphill climb from day one, it seemed like, but always with a smile. The happiest kid you would ever know, the wildest imagination you can ever imagine. He was just creative beyond his years, being able to build things and understand, and quite literal, you know, with that, you know, having autism, he saw the world very black and white and very matter of fact in ways. He took it like a champ. I still don't even wrap my head around the changes we saw in him when he was in the hospital. He learned the names of every chemo drug. He knew which ones were given when. He would test the nurses when they would come in. Why doesn't that one have the bag on it? Because that's the light sensitive one. And, you know, wow. What is coming next? And he would keep them in check and a smile. And we made every visit an adventure around the hospital. He was fortunate in the sense that his body did not react as violently as some children do with their treatments. So he was tired. He did get nauseous here and there. They have medicines to help with that, and it seemed to help him. So when we were in the hospital on our in-between treatments, we would explore. We would explore down in the basement. We would go out late at night, and we'd write on the whiteboards. He loved dragons, and that's where our dragon theme came from. So his dragon name was Hook Fang, and so we would go around the hospital, he and my husband, and they'd write, you know, HF was here on the nurse's boards and do mischievous things. We connived the security personnel into taking us up to the mysterious 5th floor that's being worked on and no one knows what's happening. So we made it an adventure for him, and he handled it. You know, people would come in and he'd be like, hey, do you know I have cancer? You know, he was pretty open about it and pretty upbeat and strong kid, more than I thought he would be for his being as naive as he was about the world.
Was it during this time when the Jake's Dragon idea started coming together through the hospital? And
so when we would sit there, you know, it was long hours sitting there. We would talk to the nurses about the types of things that made their job easier. What's needed here? You know, what can we do? And I think because of who Jake was, as a mom, his whole life of what's he going to be when he grows up? You know, he's not following this typical path of everyone else. Maybe this will be it. Maybe this will be his platform that he will help other kids and go forward with this. So we would sit and kind of talk about it. While he was in the hospital, he started out in the PICU, which is the intensive care unit, and he would spend hours building Lego sets. And so people, you know, flooded us with pretty much every Lego set you can imagine. And he would just sit there and build. So his dragons were there. His dragon figures that he was playing with all the time at home were there. They would go into his surgeries with him. We'd be walking down the hall with the Lego dragon that he would make, and doctors would be stopping to admire his work and talk to him about it. So yeah, the dragon theme really, his dragons protected him. And that was in his mind. What helped him get through was to escape into his imaginary world, and he protected the dragons, they protected him, and we felt like it was a good theme to go with for the foundation, because our hope is to protect other children and other families from having to face this monster.
With Jake's Dragon, the organization, do you do a lot of work with support? And as a parent, did you find there were plenty of support groups or not enough support groups for families to deal with this type of situation? Because it always helps to have somebody to talk to that's going through something similar.
So that's actually an area that my husband feels very strongly about. We, you know, the way the rooms are set up, and because the kids are medically, you know, exposed to infection and stuff, there's not a whole lot of interaction. They have Child Life, you know, clubhouse. There's a special room they can go and play in if their counts are up, and they can be around other kids. I know there are some programs set up. We at times felt isolated. Sometimes we isolated ourselves because it was tough sometimes to be there and look. Even, you know, in the days when Jake was doing well through his treatment and we were hopeful that he was going to beat this, we had to kind of close ourselves off from what was going on around us just for survival in some ways. We did meet through friends, other people going through, so we did connect that way. We were treated at AI DuPont. We recently connected with five families who were treated at CHOP for their kids, and we took them to an event down with the Phillies last weekend. And I'm listening to them talk and hearing that I feel like a lot of them do know each other, so I can't speak for necessarily what CHOP does, but we've talked about the idea of creating some sort of a network of parents that, you know, to have somebody that is in the same boat that understands, you know, on social media, reading other people's posts, and people will state things, and I think to myself, oh yeah, yes, I read, you know, people are stating it just exactly how it is and how I feel. So probably could be more of that connection for families. I think there is some.
How does Jake's Dragon work for the community? What types of things are you doing? Do you need for donations? What types of donations do you take? Do you have volunteer programs? How does Jake's foundation work?
We're just getting up and running, so we have a whole bunch of events, and the biggest one right now being our push-up challenge, which is, as Amy said, you know, to use our strengths to raise awareness. So we videotape each day. Everyone videotapes themselves doing their push-ups. They send it to Amy. Some people have chosen to post them on social media. My husband and I post them with our messages about pediatric cancer or memories of Jake. And we're spreading the word that way because we want to spread awareness, because awareness eventually leads to dollars, which leads to more research to help everyone. The other way that we have a donation button on our website, we have a Dragon Supply store where you can purchase hats, t-shirts, and we have a custom-made Pura Vida bracelet that we made for the foundation, so that can be purchased there as well. And through our events, we have an upcoming event in October at the Locust Lane Craft Brew House in Malvern.
What date is that?
That is October 13th at 3 p.m. There is a Penn State tailgate day. It's a big Penn State Michigan State game, and the owners have graciously partnered with us for this event, and we are hoping to have a band. We're planning on that for after the game to keep people, and we'll have 50-50 raffles and fun things going on. We have pint glasses to purchase there, and the brew house is going to give us a portion of their proceeds. We have a Go Gold Club night coming up this Saturday night at the United FC Soccer Club in Downingtown. They are doing a Go Gold Club event for us. They approached us about that to raise awareness, so we welcome anybody that wants to come to us with what we call a dragon challenge and wants to raise awareness with us and raise funds runs for us, we're doing it in multiple ways. I have a friend whose daughter is having her bat mitzvah, and she's going to crowdfund, and she's creating dragon slime, and she's going to sell that for us. So we're open to many, many ways and ideas for raising that awareness and raising those funds. We welcome volunteers. We were happy to give students that need volunteer hours, other organizations that want to help out. We're always looking for people to help. And in the winter, closer to Christmas, we will be holding a gift card drive, which is one of the foundations of our mission, is to be able to provide gift cards to families going through. What we learned at the hospital is that in the beginning, families get a lot of support when they first come in terms of financial assistance, things they need. There are organizations that provide toiletries and basic needs when you're stuck in that hospital that first week. But that slowly whittles away. And our journey was only 6 months. Many kids go through years of treatment. And so we want to be able to provide gift cards to help when the helping starts to wind down. So around the holidays, we're going to do a gift card drive for gas, food cards, restaurants, plain old Visa cards. And we'll be posting more about that as we wrap up this Childhood Cancer Awareness Month and move into the later part of the fall. And we're hoping to donate those down to the hospitals. A little different, similar to a toy drive, but different in the sense that, it'll help the families. And we also have, in the works, we have a truck push coming up.
Okay.
Which is another, actually one of Jake's old speech therapist who worked with him attends a gym out in Montgomeryville, and they are working for it's a CrossFit gym, and they do this truck push as part of their workout. So we're working through the motions to get that up and running. Way down the road, we're working on a 5K for next fall.
Do you want to give out the social media information, the website information again, so that people can get more information about Jake's Dragon Foundation?
Yes, you can find us at www.jakesdragonfoundation.org. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Jake's Dragon Foundation.
And Amy, do you want to let people know about where your studio is so they can get more information about the push-up challenge as well and information like that and check out your spin classes and your push-up challenge?
And if you weren't able to participate in the challenge during the month of September, the unique thing is that we were able to do a recording every day. So you can go back to, you can go to Aim High Studios YouTube page, or you can go to Jake's Dragon Foundation, and you can go back and start at day one and start your push-ups. Each day you receive an inspirational message. Why we are doing the pushes really has been, we started with over 120 people doing it, and it has evolved into something absolutely beautiful. People are able to take a few minutes out of their busy, busy days and be grateful for their health and their strength, be grateful that they're working towards something more than just themselves, and really be able to help spread awareness about childhood cancer. So again, you can go back and start at day one and just keep going through each day. We would love for you to push. We would love for you to use your strengths to help others, to lift others up, and let's fight this disease.
The messages that the families have given to us personally in their videos, you never think it'll be you until it's you. We never dreamed it. We knew two friends who lost kids. We thought our number's not going to come up. We're good. We got our lumps. Yeah. We got our hills. But then it was us. And it's too late to wait until it's you. And we learned that lesson. So we're hoping to engage as many people as we can to fight for these, for all of our kids before it happens again.
Absolutely. Cancer is the number one childhood disease of killer in the United States. So
number one killer by disease of children.
Wow.
Yes. And the numbers are increasing.
Way too much. Yes. And how's your other child doing?
So we have two other children. We have a son in college, and he just turned 20. And we have a daughter who is a senior in high school, and they are handling it. When we sat around with the, saying goodbye to Jake, I said to them, good must come from this. Jake's Dragon Foundation was one thing. My oldest son decided that after losing a very close friend to cancer and then losing his brother, decided to go into nursing. And so his plan is to be an oncology nurse for pediatrics. My daughter is heading off to college in the hopes of going into maybe biomedical research and also pursuing that avenue. So we will make lemonade from these lemons that we've been given, and keep fighting forward. It's the only way to
Do you want to give out the website and the information, social media information again? And if there's a phone number, please give that. And if you have a general email address, please share that as well, because I'm sure there'll be people that will reach out to you.
Okay. So we would love for you to come visit us on our website. It is www.jakesdragonfoundation.org. You can see us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you would like to reach me, you can reach me at sandy@jakesdragonfoundation.org, and you can use the phone number 215-859-1758. We hope to hear from you, and we look forward to raising awareness.
Amy, do you want to give out the information about the studio one last time, your website and all that good information as well?
Sure. Aim High is located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. Our website is aimhighstudio.com. You can also follow us on social media as well. Really what we do at our studio, again, it's a community-inspired health and fitness studio where we help you exercise compassion for yourself so you can gain strength to lift others. So we always have ways to get involved in any type of community service. You can always find that on our events page. We encourage you. It's good for your health. It's good for you to help others. It's part of community. It's part of just part of who we are. You should help others. So we encourage you to aim high to do that.
Sandy, any closing words, any advice you can share with any other families before we wrap it up?
I would say, you know, reach out. There, besides our foundation, there are many, many foundations out there doing good work. And we are all here to support each other. And I encourage you to get involved, not to wait. It was the lesson that I learned. And that is my advice, is don't wait till it's your child. Let's get on it now. In recent years, more and more has been done to come up with new, more innovative therapies to overcome the problem with the lack of funding. So and the research for new medicines for kids. So the more we push now, the more we work together, the better chance we have for the future for our kids so that they can overcome these with minimal side effects. So I encourage you to come on out and see us and visit us and donate, and together we'll make good.
Hopefully. Thank you very much, ladies, for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
See that. You're listening to another episode of Our Delaware Valley. I'm your host, Marcus Goldman. If you would like more information about Jake's Dragon Foundation, feel free to email me, marcusgoldman@bbgi.com. Also, if you have any feedback, if you've got any questions, if you would like to offer a topic for possible review on the Public Affairs Show, again, email marcusgoldman@bbgi.com. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your Sunday.